That would bring us to item number five, which is any other business. So, for the date of the next meeting, I wish to inform members that this is actually the last task force meeting under the current term of the Harbourfront Commission. This is, you know, I think we have achieved quite a lot, you know, when we look at the review and the report, how many things, you know, things that we have looked at, comment, and quick wins, especially in the action areas that has been achieved. So I want to thank members for your dedicated services to the task force in these past years. And is there any other business from members? Yes, Paul.
Just one point. It is the West Kanan-Kultur District, the waterfront, the seawall. There was an exchange between ourselves and the proponent, and in the end, we've withdrawn our objections. But as part of that discussion, there was a promise from the engineers involved at the West Kanan-Kultur District Authority to have further discussions with ourselves here, the Harbourfront Commission, on the seawall design and water transport and possible modes of operation of the water transport, and to see what can be done in terms of landing steps and so on. So that's a commitment that they made to come and have a conversation with us, invite us for participation, and to get our views on these matters.
Specifically on the seawall enhancement works to be implemented by CDD within.
Not these three drainage outlets.
Yes, within.
After this, for the seawall as a whole, to see what can be done as part of the review of the waterfront and the planning of the water transport.
Yeah, I think for the overall broad picture on the seawall enhancement, I think we will leave it to the Harbourfront Commission to look at, you know. But if you are talking about the seawall enhancement work to be implemented by CEDD within WKCD, I think Ms. Joyce Lau of CEDD will be able to respond to some of the comments and give us an update.
Yeah, as far as I understand, Paul, you're mentioning about the gazette under the Foresight and Seabed Ordinance that we issued on January 2015, and after, am I correct?
No, the Chair, I just want to correct that. I'm past that stage. The gazette, we have withdrawn our objections. What I'm focusing on is that N.W. Chan at WKCDDA has said, after many discussions we've had about the issues and what the concerns were, that our concerns are not the drainage outlets anymore, but the seawall overall and what the future seawall will look like, or the West Kanan-Kultur District Authority. He has said, and he has promised, that there's going to be an overall study of that and that we will be involved in it. So we passed the gazette issue. We're just looking at the seawall overall to look at it as we go forward, and that the commission will be involved. I just want to share that he has made that commitment, because who knows who's at the next meeting.
I bet you will be. But I think actually Joyce is going to, you know, kind of go further into that. You know, the gazette is just the beginning, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Chairlady, and thank you, Paul, for your clarification. And I know you have a dialogue with my colleagues, and I understand that they will follow up your comments and adjust your comment as far as practicable.
I would like to supplement, because previously we mentioned to CEDD that we would like to do an overall review of seawall in Hong Kong, and that actually will be done in our next task force on waterline interface in this coming month. So the whole territorial review of seawall will be done in that juncture. But what Paul is mentioning is that a separate agenda item in relation to the seawall in WKCDA, and that we can make contacts with them and see how and when they're going to brief members on that.
Good, thank you. So is there any other business from any other members? If not, then thank you very much. Thanks for your patience. Thank you.